welcome back to another episode, another edition with your boy Joe Refresh. Yes, to death. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for jumping on the air, jumping on my broadcast all around the world, right in the palm of your hand. I can't be more grateful and thankful for you to take the time out your day to listen to your boy Fresh. So today's, ladies and gentlemen, I know I haven't put a new segment in. It's been a week, and I'll tell you why. Because it is so hard to get a young entrepreneur female. And ladies and gentlemen, to all the, you know, ladies out there, I know some ladies hate when guys say female or ladies. So it's just hard for me to basically explain that. But moving forward, it's really hard to get one of them on my air as to interview them. And I have at least 1, 2, 3, 4. I've talked to 4 girls. 4. Right? 1, she's very successful. She's already 50 years old. She has 3 businesses with 4 kids. Her name is Judy. Another woman, her name is Ashley. She started her own meal prep. She's still in the works. Also, there's another one called Natty, aka Pizza Lover. She loves pizza. She started her own t-shirt brand. Then there's also Danny. I call her Danny Girl. She started her own business, her own storefront. It's going on her 2nd year. Her mom, you know, and they've been rocking and going. So there's, that's why I haven't launched nothing recently, is because I've been going back and forth with these amazing ladies, and it's just hard for their schedules to sit down with me to get on the air. But the show has to go on, ladies and gentlemen. The show has to still go on. And honestly, I have a lot of males that are willing to come on. But, you know, it's for the ladies. You know, there's I have to basically, on my broadcast is basically, like I keep saying, to touch every market and every angle of an entrepreneur. So that being said, I'm putting the work in. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know, please be patient. It's going to come out very soon, with hopefully this week or next week. They could easily jump on the air as well. I've been saving and getting donations for all the equipment that I'm going to be doing. So I'm so thrilled and so excited, because I'm going to be, I have like a vision. I'm going to be like a mobile broadcast, and I'm so thrilled. It's something a little different. And within, by the end of the year, I have 2 cameras, so I could also start uploading on YouTube, just to get some new content to also provide visual and also audio right in the palm of your hand, ladies and gentlemen. So there's a 2 segment today, just to get you guys a little caught up. So first segment is basically checkpoint. All right, checkpoint, ladies and gentlemen, where have you been from last year to this year? I know from last year, if you were following through me, I know we're kind of like an epidemic. Your boy was over here going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I think that the government was going to overthrow us, lock us all up, put us in FEMA camps, right? And the bank's going to shut down, the city shut down. Well, the whole nation shut down. Let me rephrase that. The whole world shut down for at least a good 30 to 60 days, if I'm correct. And now everything's about to reopen. On that process, your boy has been working so hard, you know, getting everything back into motion, getting everything I need to do. I am so thrilled to, basically announce this, that from a year to today, your boy has really been nonstop on the pedal. And I realized today that I have more financial income than I ever had in my whole life. And I'm not talking about, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about like 10,000. I'm talking about an average amount all spread out. And what I've learned, and I wanted this to teach you guys on your checkpoint. So realize, in your life, what are you doing from a year to today? I know due to the pandemic, a lot of things has changed, and a lot of things have basically put you into different motions, right? Some people still have a job. Some people are still looking for a job. Or some people are basically creating and developing a new concept. Now, reflect on from last year, and now look where you're at today, right? That's a check mark, right? We're check marking now to see what we're going to be going for the next couple months, and as well for the next year. So I am so thrilled because I have right now have multiple resources of income from stocks, from credit cards, from my bank. And I tell you, from a guy who had the worst credit, worst financial stability, if I said it right, I couldn't keep, $500 in a whole week. I was basically always out going, drinking, partying. And I realized that I give a shout out to one of my friends named Sonia, because she introduced me to this amazing episode on Prime Video called Billions. And it really transitioned my mind. For me to become a millionaire, aka billionaire, I had to really focus on gathering a lot of resources and basically putting them in chess. So everything I'm thinking about is a counter move on playing chess. And so I've really dived really into this because I have learned how to basically duplicate my money and make my money work for me while I'm sleeping, and then also when I'm going to my other businesses and still earning. So you have to manifest what you want to receive in life. Of course, there's always going to be some obstacles and tasks, but they're going to develop you, ladies and gentlemen, and they're going to teach you where you need to go on that road and path. So I want to just inspire you today, right now, on this first segment, that sit down and visualize where you want to be from a year from now, and then analyze where you come from a year from today. Okay, look at what did you accomplish and what did you lose, right? Take that into consideration, because every failure and every down moment has a good positive. All right, we're not going to be in the bottom for so long, and I've been there for almost like 10 years. Right, even though I've always been moving and grinding and pushing, but I have not been where I'm at today. You know, got me stuttering. I grew up in a poverty state, in a worse city, moved down here to Texas, got a college degree. You know, they don't teach you how to become a successful entrepreneur. They don't teach you how to, save your money, invest your money, let your money work for you. You have to learn that on your own, ladies and gentlemen. It is hard. It's hard. Now I'm at this point right now that I'm more comfortable and more relaxed that I've been saving, right? I, of course, ladies and gentlemen, I do go out with my friends. And I enjoy buying gifts for my family. That right there, I've learned that it's not about being rich. It's about being financially fit, right? I'm paying my bills properly on time, right? So I cut certain things out on my weekly, events. Going out, spending $80 to $100 to $200, and it racks up. So my mentality, going back to what I'm talking about, the episode of Billions, instead of investing on drinks that I will not get nothing back from, that I will not get no revenue from it, why not invest that money that I want to spend it and lose it into something I know is going to come back to me double or triple, right? Ladies and gentlemen, you could have fun every day you choose to. You can have fun once a week you choose to. 2 times a month if you choose to. Maybe 1 time a month, right? There's a certain point in life that you have to really step back and realize, what are you going to do each and every day, right? Each and every day to set you up properly. You know, it's okay to always rewind on a Friday. You know, I always like to say in some of my episodes, you earn it to deserve it. But if you don't earn it, you don't deserve it, ladies and gentlemen. You do not deserve to go out if you didn't accomplish what you said. And we love to always put things in the back burner. We always like to basically procrastinate and always wait for the Sunday or Monday. And there's always an excuse, right? But if you realize where's your check mark right now and you feel like you're pursuing your goals and elevating your persona, then you're on the right track. I know I'm doing a lot of things right now, getting a lot of people on my air, going mobile and buying equipment, because I love what I do by reflecting and sharing experience from other people besides me. I think that gathering some type of information and experience from all people that walks the earth that could benefit and help you as well, because everyone has a different dream and different goal and different ambition. You know, we all have that ambition and the full potential to do and become anything we want to be in the world. But it starts with that one thought, that one vision, that one dream, that hope, that belief that you can accomplish what you want. So ladies and gentlemen, understand at this moment right now to analyze and to prepare what you want to go for maybe 3 months from now, 6 months from now, or maybe 9 to a year. And those could be your check marks. And I will do a follow-up check mark as well, just to let you know where I'm heading to. And I'm so thrilled, just to give you guys an update. I know I've shared a broadcast recently about Share the Wealth. So now I'm about to be a four-digit earner in stocks. So I went from 2 digits to 3 digits, now to be 4 digits. I can't wait to say I'm at 5 and I'm at 6. The goal is to be at 8 or 10 digits. Why? Is it possible? It is possible if you believe it and you say it. For those that speak it, that believe it, should receive it. So understand that, ladies and gentlemen. And that right there will understand the belief when you have the confidence in you to go and work 10 times hard to achieve what you visualize and dream on to make it to reality. You know, so that's your check mark. So that should be your homework for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if you want to be a good painter, if you want to be a good builder, if you want to be a programmer, if you want to be a good teacher, a good manager, there's always a lesson. There's always material. There's always something that's going to help you to tweak it, to develop, right? You always got to be developing new skills. You know, you can't be standard. You can't be average. You can't just be just a sponge and not applying, right? A sponge can only absorb so much water until you squeeze it to absorb it. Ooh, that's a good point. That's a good point, right? Water can only stay in one spot, but if you squeeze it to release it, you could get more water from other resources. So ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be the first segment. The next segment I'm going to get into, it's been really, you know, going, it's really been eating me up. And this is going to be the first I'm going to talk about this. This will be the first I want to express it, to share it on my path, my journey. And I want to let you guys know what I'm going to be going into. You have the choice. You have the will. Right, I'm gonna talk about faith, right, on the second segment. But remember, this is at your will. I don't like to push, I don't like to press any type of religion. You have the choice to basically call it a night and then follow on a new segment and a new episode coming this Sunday, or Wednesday or Sunday. We'll see how everything plays out. That being said, I will end this first segment. I want to wish you a wonderful evening, okay? A blessed night. And remember the phrase, you got to get up and go get it. For those that are not willing to get into the second segment, I'm about to jump into it now. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Fresh, back right now. So, why I want to talk about faith? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand, within these 25 days on no social media, 25 days, ladies and gentlemen, no social media, not me posting, not me jumping on, not me like, it's just crazy because I made that transition to, instead of giving my energy to something and not benefiting from it, right? So I want to basically express the impossibility with faith. And this is for me speaking, right? And gather some type of information. You know, we all are human. We all have that ability of will, right? We have the process of mind to think, and we have the heart to feel. On this road and this journey that I'm going through, and I'm happy that I had the privilege of these two amazing women, and also a third one, Rachel, also Janie and Beverly, that they actually took the time out their lives to share scriptures with me about amazing person in the world, you know, God and Jesus. And some may say that Jesus is God. Some may just divide both of them. And ladies and gentlemen, that is your opinion, right? It's what I believe is that God did, you know, brought his son to earth. And this is me speaking, you know, that he gave his son for the sins we basically do on a daily basis. And it's crazy because I realized that today. That you look around how much sins all over. Like, road rage. Like, you want to kill this person. This is me because, like, I'm driving home and this car just... Oops. I got so anxious, right? I dropped the mic. I was driving home and this car went like 80 past me to get in the one lane, and I was like, oh, I want to chase this guy, but I was like, and then that was my thought, like, what am I do, chase this person, right, knock on the window and start cussing and may get in the fight? But I'm like, you know what, they may have their time, you don't know what the scenario is, right? So to myself, you know, there, I felt like there's always some type of temptation that will encourage you to develop sin. And it's so hard, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's so hard. Can you do one day without thinking about sin? One day. I think that's the hardest part. I can't even say 30 minutes, maybe an hour. You know, I'll be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, I know I will fail. I will fail on that. But at least I admitted it. You know, I take that pride. Because it's, as a human, for thinking the impossible, there is a man upstairs that will give you the possible. All things are done what you ask for. And I learned more on this amazing journey, how to get closer, to build a more relationship on this path. Because we always ask why and how. How can you do this? How can you fix this? How can I overcome this? It's the ability of the human flesh, ladies and gentlemen. We have that human flesh that we don't believe more into us because the faith lacks in us. And I'm not saying that you need more faith. I'm saying that, have you developed that strong foundation, right? Sometimes that... we do ask, right? We do pray, but we pray like at home when we're about to go to bed, when we have a situation, we have a problem. You know, don't you think that God already knows, but waiting for you to say and ask? I know that I pray every day, and I'd be honest, you know, I pray for my loved ones, my friends. I pray for, you know, being, and it's crazy. I pray to be financially fit, and it took at least four to five years for me to get where I'm at today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, things I've been through, the path I walked. You may walk right now on concrete, on regular dirt ground, but eventually that path would turn into mud. That path would turn into quicksand. That path may turn into a river. No matter what you're walking through, that path will change quickly, and that will give you so many different obstacles and challenges. And you have the mind to say, you know what, I'll end up quitting to do something different, not to walk that path. But not knowing, that path will become straight if you keep going. But we're so eager as human that we want to basically feel an easy way than going against the hard way. It's your mind playing a trick on you, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes we have to ask for what we need. And with the things that we know is working behind the scenes. And we're human because we want that satisfaction and that guarantee right there and then, right? And unfortunately, sometimes when we do pray, and sometimes that our prayers are not answered, and unfortunately we end up losing someone sadly, or something, that we end up losing our job. But maybe you understand one thing. Maybe he already prepared you for what you're about to face. Maybe he prepared you for what's about to come. I learned from other mentors, and Steve Harvey's one of them, that there's always more doors than just one. We always think that there's multiple. We always think there's one door in our life. When it gets shut, when we lose our job, when we lose our loved one, when we lose our relationship, when we're in debt, when we're depressed, or even sometimes when we overstress ourselves, that sometimes we want to commit suicide. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be honest to say, on my broadcast, I have thought about that twice. I was at the worstest part of my life. And drinking was not the solution to it. It made it even 10 times harder. But what came to my mind was my loved ones, and then I'm very competitive. When I had a thought in myself, like, you would do that to yourself, like, you will basically do that to reflect on your emotions. But I've overcome it. I said, you know what? Maybe I have to go through it. You know, it's so hard, ladies and gentlemen. Doing it by yourself, it's 10 times hard. But doing it with God takes one chain off, two chain off, takes that weight off. And I've learned that you can't always do things by yourself, because they will never be accomplished. If you just ask and pray, you'd be surprised, because sometimes we think that everything's tied up. But eventually, everything will basically be a miracle and reveal to us what is already prepared for us. But sometimes we have to overcome the hardest temptations in life, and that could be in so many different things. Even like getting in a car accident, right? That could be your only car, right? But God said, I'll let you walk. God said, don't worry about it. I'll provide you a better car, but you have to wait. Take the bus, because you could walk. The things that we take for the little things that we take for selfish, you know? I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to basically share the experience that I've been through, because I've learned that I accept more on my faith and path that opened more doors for me. And I was scared. I was scared that maybe if I hide somewhere, maybe if I don't pray as much, you know, God won't find me, you know. But it's those sheep that run away, eventually the shepherd will come get you. Doesn't matter how far you keep running, eventually you will be found. Remember that. As far you could be going, or where you be hiding, eventually you will be found. Everyone has their own timing. Everyone has their own path. Everyone has their own meaning and their own testimony. That's the beautiful thing about God. No one's the same. Everyone's different. You know that when you say different, you look at your fingerprint and you're the only one that has that only fingerprint. How amazing is that? That everyone's testimony is different because you're only one person that was made by God. I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, that the things that you ask for, you have to give them up. It's that building that trust on something you can't see. And that's the hardest part of letting go. Letting go for something you can't visualize, but you can feel. It's crazy. It's crazy, ladies and gentlemen, that you could get a good, strong feeling in your body, but you can't visualize seeing it. But you know that it's something. Something positive, something good. Something like God that needs to help you sometimes. But it's that right there, that the possibility that will provide if we just give a little bit, like a mustard seed. And you know what's crazy? That mustard seed that can move mountains. And it's crazy. It's crazy. I know you've seen it, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't, just ask. Eventually, it will be answered. It may not happen overnight. It may not happen in a week. It may not take a month. But I bet you eventually you will see that the things you ask for will come to light. Because think, everything is working in the background. Everything's like a chess, right? For what you ask for, it has to be a lot of moving around before it lines up to your path. And I learned that. I've learned. Sometimes I'll go through a lot of things and I just keep praying. I go through a lot of things and I keep praying. And eventually, my prayers will be heard. Eventually, I will be able to express what I'm expressing today. And it took me a while. It took me at least going on 4 years to even talk more about this on the air. It takes that courage, that confidence, that what I've been through and what I want to express what I'm going through, to maybe help somebody, that just put your hands together and just give a good prayer. It could be short, as long as you build some type of relationship. That's all he wants. It's like you're eager to talk to your friend, but why not talk to God like your friend? Ooh, and that got me. We may look crazy in our car talking, right? But we'd be like, look, God, you know, I want this new position. You know, I've been working so hard. You know, a lot of things are not going my way. I will love this amazing blessing, you know, at this moment, at this time. I want to give you glory and give you thanks. Because why? Be grateful, ladies and gentlemen, for what you have. Waking up, visualizing, tasting. Thank you for me, Lord, for walking. For having the ability to basically give this new day a new opportunity to learn something, to share something. And that's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, that the faith that you build with you will make you more understanding of who you are. And build that strong relationship. As you build that relationship with your family and friends, you, why not build that same relationship with God or Jesus? At the end of the day, sometimes we do pray when we have the worst pain, but I guarantee He will bring us out of that worst pain. Remember, we're only flesh as humans. Only flesh. But things always work out the best. But we have to go through it, ladies and gentlemen. We all have to go through it. It may not be nice. It may be hard. It may be tough. But eventually, it will be for the best for us. You know? But it's always a life lesson. It's always a life lesson. And it's true what they say. That a lot of people, a lot of friends, a lot of family always say, God will give you what you can handle on your plate. But prepare you for a new plate. And your boy's preaching right now. You hear what I said? That even though you have a lot on your plate, God will give you a new plate. Said, you know what? You're already finished with this. I'll take the scraps and let me get you a brand new plate. They start adding new things for you. You already went through it. You already ate through it. You already experienced it. But you know what? Better yet, I have this brand new white plate for you. Let's start a new journey. Let's start a new chapter. Let's start a new you. But are you ready though? Can you accept it though? Can you say, God, you know what? I'll give it to you. And I want to announce this right now on my broadcast. I want to announce it. That this year, I have already devoted myself to say, God, this is your year. 2021, God, I don't know what's going on, but this is your year. And I've known that I'm getting closer to God. There's been a lot of obstacles, there's been a lot of challenge, a lot of temptations, a lot. But you know, I said, God, I remember this is your year, Lord. People like, oh, Fresh, are you worried? I'm like, no, I'm not worried. The human me is worried, but I'm like, I remember this is God's year. I give it to God. Because your tongue is like a weapon. Remember that. Your tongue is like a weapon. The things you may say will test you and push you where you don't want to be. And I'll tell you. I say, let me reflect how Job went through. And I tell you, God did not show no mercy. Man. I tell you what, if you read the testimony of the story about Job, I went through it. And I tell you one thing, I don't wish that on no one. Not even for my enemies. I did not wish that. But it was a lesson because I became the person I am today. And God did not forget about me and God did not forsake me. But it gave me this platform right now to express and show you what I've been through. What I'm learning, what I'm sharing, the ability, the possibility is easy for you to have. And if you just give it a mustard seed, it may not be a lot. It could just be simple to say, thank you for me to have another day. Thank you for my family for being alive and being healthy. You know, that's the powerful thing in the world. Powerful thing in the world. Money can't buy a prayer. You can't go to a convenience store or your regular local corporation store and ask for a prayer. The best prayer is from someone who really cares for you. The ones that think about you when you're not thinking about yourself. The ones that you're going through a hardship, a depression, a family loss. And those prayers right there, God's like, you know what? I hear them. Let's comfort this person. Let's help this person. Let's guide this person. Let's protect this person. That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is faith working. Faith working behind the scene and you're not knowing it. But God said, let me touch you to show it. It's really powerful. But that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is just to show and share what I've been through with faith. What the possibility is willing to be shown. Because as humans, like I say, we forget because we want to do it our way. We want to only focus on us. But God's like, you do you, but I'll be waiting for you. I'll be waiting for you. I'll be walking behind you. When you're ready, just turn back and I'll come get you. I'll come help you. I will show you. But you know what? I'll let you walk. I'll pick you up, but keep walking. It's okay, ladies and gentlemen. I've been there. I'm not done yet. Because I took a step back and I'm walking with God on my side. Then instead of walking in front of God. Ooh. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm just dropping bombs left and right. Maybe the Spirit is walking. The Spirit is sharing some type of knowledge that you're listening, that you're looking for, and you're willing to gather. Because God said, you know what? If I could change fresh, I could change you. Remember, it's all from a small mustard seed. But that's my segment on faith, the possibility just to have it, even though we can't see it, but we can feel it. Even though it's working in the mist and it's a mystery, I know what I experienced. I know what I've shared. And I want to let you guys know. Eventually, moving forward, I will bring somebody on to share their testimony. And just want to let you guys know that even a little faith of a mustard seed could change your life. It changed mine. It took a couple years, but it changed mine. So that's the end of my second segment in one. It's your boy Fresh. Remember, check your mark and share that faith. Share this among other people around your surroundings. Maybe someone needs to re-app their vision. Maybe share a faith among others. If you have the time, donate. Ladies and gentlemen, I really would appreciate it. Your donation will basically help me get my materials and also help those who are looking to start their business. This is your boy Joey Fresh. You already know. Share it to reach it, to help those. You got to get up and go get it. It's your boy. I already know. You have a wonderful, blessed night. And thank you again.